Who are you?
Jack.
What are you doing?
Listening to Hometown Sounds.
How do you feel about that?
Awesome.
Give me a high five.
Butterflies of joy. A picture of your kiss, pleasure speaking as bodies blend, passion growing strong with every single breath. Lust became the wind and blew our fears away. I won't forget the night this miracle began. Last night, room is moving in the light. Every pixel of your skin, my arms holding you like the end was near. We stroked each other's hearts as raindrops filled our ears. Yes, I followed you as we moved deep within, erasing everything they told us that was sin. Last night, movements moving in the light, fueling my lies, last night, expression growing like a fire, fueling my risque desire. Lies, last night, room is moving in the light, fueling my risque desire. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, last night, moon is moving in the light, fueling my risque desire. Last night, expression growing like a fire, fueling my
Welcome back to Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks. I'm Tony Pareko.
And I'm Paul Vodra.
And you heard at the top of the show, I guess he's my future stepson.
That's right.
I don't know. No one really congratulates you on becoming a stepdad. I feel like the greeting card would read, yeah, congrats, buddy. You can pick him up from soccer at 3. I wrote that joke about an hour ago.
Nice job.
But what was that sweet, sweet loving song we heard at the top?
That was a song called Last Night by the Solvation Society. Oh, that's such a beautiful track. I love that track. That is a new band fronted by Jeff Brodnax on vocals and guitars, also featuring Paul Dudley on drums, Fernando on keys, and Patrick Thornton on bass, a.k.a. the Hammer on Bass. Tony did not know that, but that is legitimately Patrick Thornton's nickname.
That's a great nickname.
And I think it's his Instagram handle or whatever. It's like, yeah, Twitter, the Hammer on Bass. That's what you got. And he is in so many bands. He's in so many bands. I love that guy. Also, weird bit of trivia, Patrick Thornton, also very experienced in Krav Maga.
It's Krav Maga, Paul.
I've never actually heard anyone say that before.
Well,
one of those words you don't know how to pronounce.
There was a time when that was true for me as well, but yeah. Then I was dating someone who was Jewish, so then they corrected me on that. But so, I mean, it's Israeli martial arts. I almost said Israeli mixed martial arts, but I don't think that'd be correct. But what is also like, all right, so he plays bass and as Krav Maga. I you need to be friends with my great friend and bandmate, Kevin D'Souza, dude, because he also is a fantastic bass player and does Krav Maga.
Oh my gosh, maybe that's a bass player thing.
So wait, and he did a Krav Maga class at the 16th Street Music House on inauguration day, my rehearsal space.
Yes, before the Women's March. It was crazy.
I just warm up with some Krav.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you gotta protect yourself. So this is a new band from Jeff Brodnax. He has toured with Public Enemy. And in the early 90s, performed with the black punk rock band 24/7 Spies. And also in the late 90s in a DC band called Egypt. He likes the funk rock.
Yeah, he does.
And that was some beautiful stuff. You can buy that on Bandcamp. There's sort of a catch-all album. It's $2. And literally, I found out about this band yesterday, which was Saturday. And at the time, there were two songs. And this morning I went back and there were three songs.
So you're going to go back again for more tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You never know when they're just going to keep putting out new songs. Just throw them in there. You get them.
Now, do you think there'll be like some legacy treatment about if there are more songs up, like do you get to download the new songs if you already paid for it?
I think that's how it's going to work. I think that, the album is going to be a bit fluid in its definition.
Ooh, fluid.
So, Tony, I understand that you went to South by Southwest.
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
Oh, man. Okay, so the night before I left, I was up really late putting together the previous episode of the podcast.
Yes.
And it got to about 2 a.m., and then I felt that moment when you're like, oh, no, I'm getting sick.
Oh, no.
What is that scratchiness in my throat?
Yeah.
What is that drop of congestion, like, in the back of my head?
Right.
Oh, no. So I had a pretty nasty cold thing all during South By,
yeah.
And that messed up my game some. Just some.
All right.
All right. So I got to say, Paul, you win. You win the race.
All right.
Because you will, unless plans change, you will have seen Sylvanesso before me because I did not make it to the NPR Music Showcase.
That's a bummer, dude.
Yeah, it is. But I got to say, so, oh my God, I was such a healthy boy all through South By. Like, I partied, like, not at all. We're talking, like, an average of, like, two beers every 28 hours, like something like that. No, so really it would be like I get up and, you know, do something, you know, go see some stuff.
Yeah.
Come back, take a nap for 3-ish hours and then go do something else, you know, dinner in there too. So it was very much, I mean, I was like, I cannot, you know, deplete myself any further while I'm out here.
Right.
But all right, so let's get into some of the stuff that I did.
Yeah.
I went to so there was the South by Southwest Music Festival. But I also went to another music festival at Willie Nelson's Ranch.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's called the Luck Ranch. Okay. And each year there's this event.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I had no idea what I was walking into at this event. And the signage, you know how, like, you know, with like a concert poster, you generally have the most famous act is listed at the top.
Right.
It was backwards. So at the bottom of it was Willie Nelson and Friends.
Yeah.
But at the top was all this stuff that I hadn't heard of. And it took me like over an hour to then realize what was going on. But then I'd been there for like half an hour and I looked at the thing. I looked at the sign again and then it said one of the acts was Connor Oberst and Friends. And I did not know that I was walking into like a legit music festival with performances from people like Shovels and Rope and the Police Brothers and Connor Oberst and M. Ward.
Yeah.
And this was amazing because M. Ward is very much like one of my favorite guitar players of all time.
Yes.
And I did not know that I was going to have the treat of just walking into an M. Ward show.
Like, unexpectedly.
Yeah. So that was really, really cool. So I ended up there at this music festival, and we had our, you know, admission, which was free because I got all this cool free stuff anyway. But all the booze was free. There was like all kinds of bars and beer gardens. Food trucks, like standard kind of food truckish prices, $8 to $10 or, you know, whatever. And that was real, real cool. I did get this sweet t-shirt that has a guitar on the front of it. And it's a labeled diagram of all the different parts of the guitar. So now I'm just going to wear it to every single guitar lesson
yes.
I teach. So that I can just be like, well, like, look, you're going to tune the tuning peg. It's right here.
On my shirt.
So that was cool. I mean, and I had a great time at this music festival. I didn't actually see Willie Nelson perform because the parking situation was so crazy. It was like up all these like rocky hills and there were different plateaus of different parking rows. Mm-hmm. And Willie Nelson was on last, and my fiance and I were just like, no, we are going to leave like before he even starts, because this will be hell
right.
to get out of. So that was cool. I really went to like a wide range of different stuff that, you know, there was sort of like, you know, convention-y expo mm-hmm. stuff for video games, some at the convention center. I ended up at this very shishi brunch hosted by the Council of Fashion Designers of America, which I just felt very out of place at. I mean, it was, I don't know. It was just the experience of feeling dumb when you're just such a fish out of water.
Yep.
I did see Spoon at the convention center, and that was amazing. Mm-hmm. I walked in sort of halfway through their set. I was really hustling to get there.
Yeah.
Actually, from after just getting a haircut while I was in Austin.
Nice.
Because I was like, I'm sick and my hair feels greasy and it's long and it's in my face and I want a haircut. But it made me a little late for Spoon. But then I walked in the door and I was just rolling like, do you? What is also amazing is that I'm going to be seeing Spoon again at the end of July at Meriwether Post Pavilion. And I cannot believe this lineup. Okay. Belle and Sebastian headlining with Spoon, Andrew Bird, and X-Hex.
That's insane.
Isn't that insane? That's tickets like, for like $55. I was like, oh my God. I mean, but now I'm beginning to feel old a little bit because like these were all my favorite bands in college.
Oh, yeah.
With the exception of X-Hex, who right. I guess wasn't a band.
Right.
But they were my favorite bands in college. And I'm beginning to feel like, oh, like, hi, I'm Robin Hilton. And my and my favorite band in the 80s was R.E.M.
Yeah.
So another highlight from South By was going to this place called Cheer Up Charlie's. And they had two stages, one that was outdoors and one that was essentially like a long log cabin, mm-hmm. which had a stage and a bar. And I saw this really, really, really sweet band at Cheer Up Charlie's called Champagne Super Chillin'. And they played super chill French indie pop.
All right.
And it was exactly what they purported to be. Okay. Getting to what might have been like the toast of the trip was that, so I was at Cheer Up Charlie's. This was like our last night there.
Yeah.
And my fiance gets an email from someone at Vice, the media company, about like a pop-up kind of activation thing.
Okay.
And we're given an address and we go to the address and there's this bus there. It was this enormous white party bus.
Oh my God.
With Viceland on it.
Yep.
You know, the name of Vice's TV channel.
Yep.
And it reads a roll with me across.
Yep.
And we had to sign waivers to get in on it. And that's like, whatever.
Sure.
Like that, you know, sure. So there's a full on party on this bus. It is extremely cramped and crowded. There is a refrigerator in the middle of like the bus on one side.
Yeah.
Like stocked with drinks and stuff and mixers.
Yep.
Then there's this sort of like head experiential party dude.
Yeah.
You know, running the event. And, you know, there's like a GoPro camera set up at one end and people are gathered around the GoPro and just, you know, getting their drink on and partying and stuff. And he says to us, hey, come on up to the front. We want to get some different faces up there.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. So my fiance says, but when I get trapped up there, and the guy says, yeah, but just for a few minutes. So that was funny. It was a pretty crazy trip, combination of just being sick, but I did see some really cool music and it was fun.
Nice.
So that's Tony on South By, over and out.
Let's hear some more music.
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear some Scanners.
Yeah.
Bogus Existence, the title track from the new EP by Scanners, which is a pay what you want download on their Bandcamp. And I was just having the thought, I'm so happy that the word bogus is still acceptable.
Oh, I love bogus.
That's an old word. I mean, that was like Bill and Ted, popular in like the late 80s, but we still say bogus.
Actually, my favorite twist on bogus is to then say that something is Bogota. That's so Bogota.
It's perfect. Scanners is now James Hachwai on guitar and vocals, Alex Addis on guitar, Lennon Looks on drums, and the prolific Carney Clears on bass. Guys, everywhere. He recorded this, and I was reminded when I was Googling around for some info on this band that they were supposed to play at Fort Reno last summer with Light Beams, and it got rained out. That would have been so great.
That would have been really great.
Light Beams is a really great band. I am very excited for Light Beams to put out something for us to play on the podcast. Highly recommend seeing both of those bands. Their name is probably a reference to the 1981 film Scanners.
See, I was like, what are you guys like all up on document scanners?
Yes, probably not. It was directed by...
Police scanners? All right, keep going.
It was directed by David Cronenberg, and the way that you probably know it, because this came out in 1981, you probably have seen the animated GIF of the dude whose head explodes. Tony, for some strange reason, had never seen that. I've seen that a billion times.
I may have. I mean, you know, I feel like there are lots of GIFs like that.
Well, that's true. That is the original, though, from the movie. And then they made that into a GIF, and then they made so many other people's head explode just in the same way, which is great.
Can you put that on the Wikipedia page for Scanners? And they put that in so many other things, and it was great.
And it was great. And let's hear some more great music. Next up, Tony, we got Bathhouse.
Thank you for the lessons on the night. You always give me shit to write in a song. Don't beg for pardon when you're wrong. Thank you for always questioning the slight. Cracks that break my pride apart like a pipe. Smoke and ghost, still I'm bright. Thank you.
What they gon' do when this shit get played? Dreaming, scheming. I'm taking big shit these days. Bitch, I got ways, make ways. Fuck, I look like working minimum wage. Been to the C, tryin' box me. On these niggas boxing. On me, can't stop me, dawg. Ayy, bitch, let me long nigga hits these days. And I'm a trick, only model get paid. Old ass niggas still in touch these days. And I can't tell you where to go. I can only tell you what I know. I can only tell you keep going. Told you the soul is precious. Remain me glow. Go.
Thank you for the lessons on the night. You always give me shit to write in a song. Don't beg for pardon when you're wrong. Thank you for always questioning the slight. Cracks that break my pride apart like a pipe. Smoke and ghost, still I'm bright. Thank
hate me
you.
Now or love me later. Please don't do me no favors. Do everything straight from the heart. Not for praise nor the paper. Ain't no second thoughts when it comes to my neighbor. My brother, savior. But why do I always gotta say shit just to let you know I'm gracious? Don't you ever get complacent. Placement of my pride is in the basement. Hold it down and keep your guards up with poker faces. So much information when you make mistakes. Your mind can't take them as lessons learned. So I thank you for your patience, for being my mirror, for having the station, for keeping me in your playlist, for the hatred, for the love, and keeping me in your prayers. Yeah, for keeping me in your prayers.
Thank you for the lessons on the night. You always give me shit to write in a song. Don't beg for pardon when you're wrong. Thank you for always questioning the slight. Cracks that break my pride apart like a pipe. Smoking ghost, still I'm bright. Thank you. You always give me shit to write and break me apart just like a pie. You break my heart with your knife. Thank you.
That's Bathhouse with a track called Thank You, featuring Francesca Lola and Nappy Napa.
That is the collaborative work of vocalist writer Prince Peach and producer Fricka. And the A in Fricka has a little accent on it, so I don't know how you pronounce that.
Yeah, what the Fricka?
This is the second single by Bathhouse. Both came out in January, and both are Name Your Own Price downloads on their Bandcamp. Very cool that they've got Nappy Napa in there. I like that that guy is a rapper, but yet on Babe City Records, and he's doing different stuff, like doing a verse in this song, which is very different stylistically. There is not much info about this band online, and if you try Googling...
Which is surprising, because that track is so fire.
I know, it's amazing. If you try Googling Bathhouse, and then maybe you put like DC to try to get it, let me tell you what, you're going to find some different stuff that is not about music. I don't recommend it.
Speaking of difficulty with Googling... Okay, and next we're going to play a track from an artist who's also a little tricky to Google. This is Washington Hebrew.
Class, please observe. Once the 15H10 kicks in, why are we off?
so cool. Washington Hebrew with Bank Holiday Weekend.
In case that voice sounded perhaps familiar to you, especially if you are an old school fan of DC music, that was Michael Kentoff of the band The Caribbean.
And I am so happy that this track came out just a couple of weeks ago, really, actually right during while I was at South By, because I learned about this track coming out. And I was also just trying to do like a throwback Thursday kind of thing and include a track from the Caribbean on our last show. But then I saw this and I was like, well, let's just wait for this new thing.
Yep.
And that's just because I love the Caribbean so, so much. And part of how I came to love them is because their Twitter is so, so good. And
it was
really their Twitter that made me dig in and embrace their music. So it was really cool that that happened. Okay, so I'm just going to talk about some crossover about a couple of different things right now. Just work with me. All right, so there's the Caribbean. Now, Michael Kentoff, like, there's very much a snarkiness to both his singing, his vocals, and also their Twitter presence that kind of reminds me of Cake, sort of songs by the band Cake.
Yes.
But then their music, it often has this sort of breathiness of bands like The Sea and Cake. And the band is called The Caribbean.
Yep.
So there's just some weird Venn diagram overlap in a couple of different areas. I mean, I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. I'm not telling you what to think, but I'm just saying there are some connections out there you probably shouldn't ignore.
We should also not ignore the fact that this is the advance single for the upcoming self-titled album by Washington Hebrew. It is out, I believe, in April on an Aussie label called Hidden Shoal, which is apparently a very cool label that Caribbean has done some stuff with in the past.
Right on.
Yes.
All right, what's next on the show, Paul?
Next up, we have the Bumper Jacksons.
I never met a stranger at the bottom of a bottle.
Souls and hearts. I never met
Never Met a Stranger by Bumper Jacksons. That is the title track from the upcoming album that is out in early May, which will be their fifth album since 2011.
So many Bumpers, so many Jacksons.
It's amazing. Bumper Jacksons is primarily Jess Elliott Meyer and Chris Ouzley, many more musicians rounding out the band. You can grab this song and one other, which is called I Sing the Body, for whatever price you'd like on their Bandcamp now, while we wait for the really awesome album to come out. And what I really recommend you do, if you enjoyed that song, is to go watch the music video for it, which Tony and I just did instead of just listening to the song, because Tony had not seen it.
Incredible.
It's amazing.
All right, so the premise for the video involves pedicabs.
Yes.
And what I think is so cool is the juxtaposition of old-timey country music mm-hmm. and something as 21st century as a pedicab.
Right. Even though bicycles are really old, but pedicabs.
Right.
Not, yeah. And they got the participation of Washington Pedicabs and Bicycle Space to make that video. Definitely amazing. Do not miss that. Mark your calendar for their DC album release show. It is at the Hamilton on Friday, May 12th with Letitia Van Sant and Bea Steadwell.
Dang.
I know. What a great lineup. One other just like random little plug. Jess also sells handcrafted washboards on her Etsy page.
I was wondering if that was a washboard on that track.
Oh, yes.
It was really that washboard that kind of makes the song feel like stuck in the middle with you a little bit.
Yeah. So she says, I was inspired to build these because after my shows, folks would often wonder about my board and ask me where they could get one for themselves. She said, you can't unless you build it for yourself, but no longer. Now she has them in her arsenal and you can build one on commission if you have a specific style, color, or genre you want her to work in. Amazing.
Right on. All right. So as we head towards the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast, I actually want to plug another podcast, a podcast that I've grown very, very fond of. It's called Advice with Dave and Kat. And that is exactly what it purports to be, two people named Dave and Kat. And they answer three questions each episode. And it's all very goofy and sort of comedy oriented. I met Kat actually a couple of years ago and ran into her again at an event that my band Uptown Boys Choir was playing. So they are actually doing a live show this Thursday at The Passenger at 8 p.m. I'm going to be there because it's going to be fun. And it's a really, really good show. They're a lot of fun. They had a fun verbal goof up. They were talking about crossbows, but then one of them accidentally said Costco instead. Go to Costco to get your crossbows. So it's a really, really good show. And it had me thinking about why advice podcasts can be so good. And that is in part because when you get an advice question for a column or a show, especially if it's just written in, you only get so much information, and then you sort of have to extrapolate and kind of use your imagination on what else could be going on. And that's really sort of a projection of your own personality. And that's really what sort of makes the show fun. So I am all about advice with Dave and Kat, and you should be too. Anyway, come to the live show this Thursday at The Passenger. Show's around eight, $5.
And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So subscribe to it, get a podcast app, and find us in it, and get all the great podcasts that you want in your life. Follow us on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's at Hometown Sounds. The website is hometownsoundsdc.com. The email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. So please drop us a line. But mostly the important thing is that you support all the musicians that you've heard on their podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
Those are the two best things to do. Buying your music, seeing them play live.
Wait, no, why'd you say my line?
Do it again.
What are the two best things to do, Paul?
Buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
All around town. That's great. That's what you need to do. We got one last track for you. This is Rush Plus. And this is great. We've been wanting to play this for a while now, but there's been other kind of ambient tracks to wrap things up that have just risen in priority. And so We're going to throw this one on here now. Rush Plus is Jackson Ryland and Just Nowhere. On the dance floor, they craft techno, and that is techno with a capital T, people.
I've been wondering about this. Like, did techno die?
No. I mean, it went...
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like,
yes.
When did people stop saying the word techno to refer to?
I think when Skrillex made us all talk about EDM instead, which is, you know, I mean, EDM is kind of an awkward term, but it's certainly better than co-opting one of the weird subgenres named techno and calling it all that and just being very confusing to everybody and making you sound like you don't know what you're doing. They also make some beautiful ambient music for the come down after the dance floor excursions. As they put it, calm moments in turbulent times. You can check this duo out at the local techno showcase, which is on Saturday, April 8th at U Street Music Hall, along with Output Message, Juana, and Blinkhorn.
That sounds like an awesome show.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
You want to go there? Wait, oh, it's at a local techno showcase. Techno is not dead.
Exactly. Here it is. This song comes from Rush Plus's full-length release, Temporal Confusion. It is a name-your-own-price download on Bandcamp. And so the Bandcamp has a comment. A lot of times when people buy the release or whatever, when they support it, they leave a comment. They could be like, this is great. I love track one. And somebody made a comment, and I'm going to read this comment because it's really hilarious. I want to say up front, though, I do not agree with this comment. I do not endorse this comment, but I think it's really funny to listen to. Dear Rush Plus, I really wanted to put the middle finger in the payment slot for the purchase of this album. 15 ambi tracks? Really? How about a scotch and an ambien with three of these excellent ambi tracks and we call it a day? In other words, way too many. Maybe just one large ambi track similar to those obnoxiously sized XL pizzas at Papa John's. I'm not saying stop it here. Just think about it for next time.
That is such amazing customer feedback, because that is often what I want to say to anyone I buy anything from, to be like, why did you have to do it this way? It was almost perfect. I haven't listened to the whole album. I may or may not agree with that sentiment, but it's a hilarious one.
The track we're going to play is called Parting. It closes out the album, and we hope you like it. So thanks very much, Tony.
Thanks very much, Paul.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next time.